Yeah, daily help and advice and anecdotes from a career either side of the microphone. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart on Twitter, Tweeter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART. In television, a conversational projection is perhaps more appropriate because the reader has an illusion of eye contact with the audience, and television audiences offer more of their undivided attention than radio listeners do. You tend to sit down and watch TV, but you tend to listen to radio while you're doing other things. We'll talk more about conversationality in a few weeks' time. Radio presenters have to work harder. They've got to cut through distractions and background noise before reaching the listener, especially if you're being heard on someone's car radio or in a living room full of hyperactive two-year-olds. Yelling is not the way to make sure every syllable is heard. Clear diction is. Podcasters, slightly different again. You're often going straight into someone's ears via headphones or earbuds, so there's no background noise to cut through, and so a more focused delivery may sound too strident, which is why, hopefully, because this is being heard as a podcast, I'm much more kind of intimate with the softer voice, rather than being loud and strident like this with a bit more projection. Yeah, because talking now is going to not sound terribly friendly. Yeah, I'm almost shouting at you with the projection that I'm using. This, though, is more intimate, straight into your ears. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.